Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, your DJ for tonight has spent hours setting up his lights. He's spent ages performing sound checks, and he's refrained from touching the buffet. Yet. He's keeping reasonably sober and is prepared to play just about anything you care to ask for. Get ready for a very special night and party celebration.
And welcome back, everybody. Of course, you're where you need to be on Wednesday nights, right here with the Free Ray Media Wednesday 2-hour power of...
The 2-hour power hour.
The 2-hour power hour. We'll do that, yeah. I'm sure it's copyrighted, but we'll steal it tonight. Screw 'em.
We put so much into a 2-hour hour, it's like a porn star hour, uncut.
Yeah, and we're not going to be talking about, you know, Jeebus or anything like that.
Fuck Jeebus.
We're going to talk about the gospel, but in a whole different way. A whole different way. Actually, we're going to be talking a lot tonight, as there's a lot to talk about. See how I did that? I've got some news on Linda McMahon's latest hate group, and yet a group defending professional wrestling the way it should be defended. Very proud of these guys. The Hitman's returning to MSG. Also, if you think the Divas are bad now,
just wait.
Just wait, folks. Just wait. Also, we'll have the complete list of ECW stars that have confirmed for TNA and the ones that are still iffy.
I was going to say, please tell me that the Big Diva announcement, that they finally signed Tonya Harding.
No. And also we'll be talking about Don Marie's situation over Wrestler's Rescue and the embezzlement charges and her response, actually, to that as well. And an announcement on our Four Corner Conversation, which will be returning next Wednesday night right here on Inside the Squared Circle. And then we'll round it out, as always, with weird news before jumping into a brand new episode of Probably Uncalled For at the top of the hour.
And I'll let everybody know now, I've had a shitty day. I don't have any weed here in the studio. It's going to be one of those shows. I got a lot to bitch about at the top of the next hour.
All right. Well, let's get underway, folks. 60 seconds.
Pardon my French, but you're an asshole.
Surely you can't be serious.
I am serious. And don't call me Shirley.
As funny as we bitch and moan every week about Blog Talk Radio being a hunk of shit when it comes to their switchboard glitching and screwing up the music. The only good thing about it is you can leave all the little buttons turned on, and they'll actually, when it glitches, it turns them off. That's the only good thing about that. The only good thing. So, and of course, this is Inside the Squared Circle. And it's your ringside seat for what's going on in the world of wrestling and so much more coming to you in living radio color. I'm your host, P.P. Dingles, the Internet Legend, and I'm joined by my intrepid co-host from the Top of the Hour program, Probably Uncalled For, Dr. Thomas Keister.
Hey, hey.
Yes, indeed. 646-595-4080 is the number if you'd like to call us here and tell us what you think or tell us what you know or tell us what you want to know. And we'll be happy to talk to you as long as you're sane.
It was actually kind of amusing. I had the most enchanting German-born woman now living in Los Angeles. She put this on my Facebook page earlier. It was as a film quiz kind of thing.
Mm.
But it's all in German.
Ah.
And I was kind of cracking up because, like, yes, my hometown listed on my Facebook page is Frankfurt, Germany, for good reason. That's where I was born. But I don't speak German. I only lived there 11 months.
I could almost see your response as another one of the Hitler videos. I'm screaming and hollering because you can't understand it.
Oh, I think even if I spoke German, I couldn't understand him. He was kind of excitable.
And, of course, we have me and you, of course, in the chat room, and Mike the Ref has joined us, a guest, and the lovely Terry's Fat Ass is with us as well. So spread the word, folks. Spread the word.
Booty.
We're going to get right into the top story, which I found absolutely hilarious. Of course, Linda McMahon's Senate race still in the works there.
The slog continues.
There is
a new
organization that's opposing her and her possible election to the Senate, and it's called Mothers Opposing McMahon, or MOM. And they recently ran a video involving Eugene, if you remember that character, Nick Dinsmore's mildly retarded character Eugene, which was never actually said as a mildly retarded character. He was special. They referred to a letter from a mother who has a 32-year-old mentally retarded son who feels they should have never made any money on an angle involving the beatdown of a mentally challenged wrestler.
Well, why the hell not?
In real life, they get beat up.
They put gold around his waist, but they won't put a belt on or a world title on a black guy. What do you want, lady?
Well, the video first shows a brief introduction clip establishing the Eugene character for William Regal. Then, after quoting McMahon on the form of entertainment that the company delivers, it then cuts to a backstage segment involving Vince and Shane beating him down. The clip features the caption, "As CEO of the WWE, Linda McMahon marketed to kids programming featuring a character with developmental disabilities being beaten, humiliated, and verbally abused."
Stop. Yeah, I don't believe it was kids programming when that
right.
character was being ran.
Right there's the first chink in their armor. This was back in 05. They were not PG rated in 05. So right off the bat, this MOM organization has already failed.
I mean, that's like complaining about the children's programming on Cinemax at 3 o'clock on a Saturday night.
Exactly. After generating some support from McMahon opponents on Facebook, of all places.
That's where everybody goes now.
Including from one who wondered why a Katie Vick video was not being produced.
Fair point.
The most recent few comments have featured...
If you can yell at somebody for making money off mental retardation, why can't you make money off necrophilia?
I love the Katie Vick story. I thought it was hilarious.
I enjoy a good philia now and then.
Screwed your brains out. but one of the few recent comments have featured individuals coming to the aid of McMahon now, attributing the risk of children emulating violent acts on TV to the parents. Who would have thought? Maybe the parents are responsible. However, our new hero here on the show is a man by the name of Thomas Gidlow. Mr. Gidlow said in the following in response to the MOM organization, "I have started a new Facebook group, page, because they're different, I don't know why, called Fans United Against Mothers Opposing McMahon, or in other words, FU MOM. We are dedicated to debunk the myths and half-truths that the mainstream media uses to portray the wrestling industry, in particular the WWE. We have singled out MOM, but we are also going to go after anyone that uses stereotypes, 15-year-old information, independent wrestling as a means to portray the entire industry, and anyone else that has no idea what they are talking about," which is pretty, that's a pretty large group of people.
Pretty much Nancy Grace and everybody standing directly behind her.
He says, "We do not endorse Linda McMahon's campaign or anybody else's in the Connecticut race. However, we are not representatives or affiliates of either political party or any campaign. We are simply fed up with the lies and deceit used to depict the WWE, and we're doing something about it. We're going to be providing videos, links, discussion, and more for anyone who feels as we do. We will also not hide from debate like many other organizations, such as MOM, and we will be glad to talk to everyone and anyone across the ideological spectrum." Now, he has a Facebook site, and it's pretty much facebook.com/.
Here, I'll throw the link up here.
Yeah,
in the,
Fans United Against Mothers Opposing McMahon, and a shitload of numbers, so we'll put it on there. And their mission statement is as follows: to dispel the misreporting of Linda McMahon's tenure with the WWE, as well as the misreporting of the WWE in general, using the facts as they are, not by using slanderous rhetoric based on assumptions and myths. We are dedicated to reporting and posting information that is nothing but the truth.
Let me just jump in there. You're worrying about slanderous rhetoric, and it's a political campaign. I understand the point they're going after.
Right.
But if they're worried about slanderous rhetoric, they're in the wrong corral.
Well, they say if you want
shoddy... The bull will run you over.
If you want shoddy reporting and information based on 10 years ago, then watch the mainstream media or join Mothers Opposing McMahon. We will be only dealing with the facts here. This is something I'm going to keep a close eye on, because I've seen numerous times since she started running them bringing up shit and completely wrong. And we just heard it 5 seconds ago when we talked about how they said that the Eugene character was promoted on a kids' program. No, it wasn't. It was never promoted on a kids. They've been PG friendly for about 2 years now. That
Much
ran
to our
five,
chagrin.
Yeah, that ran 5 years ago. So obviously nobody's. And see, folks, it all goes back to shit like Nancy Grace looking at Bret Hart live on television and asking him if he thought that Chris Benoit killed his family and himself because he was depressed because he had been demoted from the Four Horsemen to Monday Night Raw. And Bret Hart had a look on his face like somebody farting church. He had no idea what the fuck she was talking about.
He's probably looking at her like, I thought Diana was stupid. What is your problem, lady?
I mean,
you went to law school.
This was a serious, legitimate question that she was trying to portray out there and just stepped in it like a load of dog shit. And,
I know, that's what cracks me up. Because like I said, you know, she went to law school. She used to be a prosecuting attorney.
Yeah,
the thing she'd come to a table better prepared than that.
The only thing she comes to the table with is half-assed notes and a teleprompter. That's all she comes to the table now.
And a freshly sharpened dildo.
Ah, yes.
It has to have that keen edge on it.
But see, this is why the business in general, not just the WWE, the business in general gets a bad rap because of stupid people talking shit. How many times has someone come up to you and don't watch wrestling, has never watched wrestling, but will proceed to tell you the first words out of the mouth, you know, it's all fake, right?
No, I still love the time someone asked you about blood capsules. I am still,
blood capsules,
10 years down the road,
yeah.
I am laughing my ass off over that.
The most idiotic questions I ever got were, do they use blood capsules? Yeah, somehow we take a blood capsule and make it come out of our forehead, and those chairs are all foam, right?
Yeah.
Yeah,
that's the big
chair.
Whang noise you hear is the foam rubber colliding with skin.
Yeah, those are all foam, right?
I've had a few people ask me that over the years. Well, that's all fake and shit when you hit people with chairs, right? I'm like, well, let me hit you with a chair.
Let me go get you a chair. We'll see how hard it is.
And I'm always fair about it. I'm like, I will let you hit me first. I will show you how to swing the chair because we've had some people swing the chair backwards. Remember that?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Then you know which end to pick up. Now, of course, my favorite's always been, you know, it's fake, and I just look at it like, what? You're not. You're serious? Oh, my God, I've been living a lie.
Next thing you're going to tell me, the moon landing was fake.
Breaking news. Every Nancy Grace, breaking news.
Yeah.
The other night, it was urgent breaking news. And all it was some other kid went missing.
Oh, yeah.
Again. And of course, it happened hours or days ago, so it was still urgent.
She's still trying to get her ignorant head wrapped around the whole balloon boy fiasco.
Why did they do that?
That's how far behind the curve Nancy Grace is.
I got a TV show without doing that. Oh, but yes, we'll keep an eye on this group and update it as well. And I'll be telling you right now, I'll be joining this group on Facebook as well. And voicing my opinion loudly as I suggest you that love this business. If you love this business, voice your opinion quite loudly on there as well.
Terror, of course, in the chat room. It's still real to me, damn it. Gotta love it.
You fat kid. I love it. But the Hitman and Bret the Hitman Hart, of course, returning. He's had, like, what, 9 returns this year now?
Yeah, I was going to say, for someone who wrote awfully strongly about retirements in his book, he's turning into Foley.
Yeah, and it's all within a 6-month span, but But after 13 years, he'll be stepping back into the ring in the historic Madison Square Garden. And is what's being billed as the Bret Hart Appreciation Night. He'll team up with the Hart Dynasty to wrestle three unspecified members of Nexus in a six-man tag team match September 25th on a SmackDown live event. Now, I believe this will be the first time he'll be on SmackDown. Well, not SmackDown itself, but a SmackDown house show. So, but he'll be, this will be his first appearance at MSG since September 1997 for a Monday Night Raw taping when he saw, they saw him work a dark match against Shawn Michaels and The Undertaker. So it's been quite a while. Been quite a while. Also on the card, Rey Mysterio taking on Kane, taking on Swagger and a triple threat for the world title. Kofi Kingston against Drew McIntyre versus Christian versus Matt Hardy for a fatal four-way for the IC title. Big Show taking on CM Punk. MVP taking on Cody Rhodes. And the bathroom break, Kelly Kelly and Tiffany taking on Michelle McCool and Layla. So if you're I've never been to MSG. Me and the good doctor have had the fortune of being at one of two of the most famous arenas, according to WWE.
Themselves.
Yes, according to WWE, the two arenas that you must see a show in before you die, we have the honor of being in one of them on numerous occasions. Of course, one being Madison Square Garden, which we have not been in, but the other one, of course, is the Scott Trade Center in St. Louis, Missouri.
Well,
so,
that's the new version. I mean, we've both been to the original hallowed ground, the old Kiel Auditorium.
Well, yes, but according to WWE, the Savas Center is one of the best places. And it is. It's perfect for a show. So.
Yeah, but they had to knock down the old Kiel to put that up.
The Blues needed a new one. Now, of course, you heard me mention there a Divas match at the end, folks. And I know that, you know, I'm not going to say women's wrestling because I still say that there's a difference between women's wrestling and a Divas match. A women's wrestling is two female athletes who are trained to wrestle, go out there and put on a performance, a wrestling show. Divas go out there and slap each other and boy, piss off the crowd. But if you think it's bad now with the Divas, it's about to get a whole lot worse. The WWE has issued a request for agents and talent managers to submit female actresses film slots to casting director Kristen Prouty for potential WWE Divas. They are looking for new Divas on the roster to supplement the current crop.
Like we don't have enough already.
Yes, indeed. Now, the company will be holding casting sessions through October in cities like L.A., Las Vegas, and New York.
You know what will happen, right?
What's that?
They will hire Katherine Heigl to be a diva. She'll win the Divas Championship, and then she'll complain about the writing and quit. That's how she has done every TV show and every movie she's ever worked on. I don't expect this would be any different.
Yeah, what happened to the old days? You know, I mean, what does this say for a woman who's, you know, got grown up watching wrestling and went and saved a bunch of money and went to a school and got her ass kicked for 6 months and learned how to wrestle, and then she started breaking in, working, you know, here and there, but still not getting a lot. And then finally they said, okay, now we're going to put you in the division, and, you know, she starts wrestling her ass off, and she's really good, and she wins that promotion's women's championship. Is her dream is to one day be a diva. And now all it takes is just have your agent call us.
Well, see, what I was getting ready to say was what the potential divas should do instead of wasting their money on a wrestling school, because you could be the female Lou Thesz. Once you walk through the doors in Stamford, you're a Hooters waitress with a four-move set. If you want to get a job in the WWE, don't go to wrestling school. Don't be a schmuck. Take that money and go out and invest in an old-school Polaroid and take some beaver hunt photos. Send one batch to Larry Flint, send one batch to Mitch McMahon, and whoever rings the phone first wins. That's how this business works in 2010.
Yeah, because, you know,
look at Jillian Hall.
Yeah, Jillian Hall is a perfect example of somebody who busted their ass and learned how to wrestle and worked hard to get pulled up, and then they have done absolutely jack shit with her. While Melina, who is a complete failure in my book, will get the belt time and time again, or Kelly Kelly. I mean, and these women are beautiful. But
I was going to say, is Melina even still with them, or did they take her right back and shoot her finally?
She showed up this past week. So.
Wow.
Yeah, on a taping, so.
Yeah.
You know, and she gets immediately thrown back into the title hunt. It's like, you've become the new Trish Stratus. I just don't like you anymore.
Mm.
Just don't like her.
Bring back Wendy Richter.
Another, no. No.
Hey, I could have said the Jumping Bomb Angels.
God. Hey, they were tag team champ. Well, women's tag team champions. In
the
other
10 minutes
WWE
they had
news,
that belt.
Mm-hmm. In other WWE news, they're releasing some new DVD sets, including a John Cena set.
Oh, is 1,000 Greatest Promos?
That's November 9th. Also, they'll be releasing the WWE's 100 Craziest Moments.
I can't wait to see how many of those slots they fuck up with guest host appearances.
Well, that'll be on December 14th, and the best is for last, folks. December 28th, they will be releasing a set on Bobby the Brain Heenan, and why did it take so long?
Reserve it. Reserve it now.
Why did it take so long?
Oh, God, he's probably dying.
Oh, no.
Oh, man.
And if the WWE has your address, you may be getting some mail from them. They will be promoting SummerSlam by sending out 700,000 pieces of mail to addresses they have on file. A barcode that fans can capture or scan will be on the mail. You can then send it back to them to receive a video package promoting SummerSlam. People who send their barcodes in will also be entered into a contest to win the SummerSlam Anthology DVD. Eh, not bad. I know, and it's funny, I have bought shit from them. I have ordered the magazine for the last, like, 6 years. And I've been buying the magazine for like 22, and the motherfuckers have never sent me shit.
Hell, I'm a shareholder.
Yeah, that's true. That is true.
And God bless Slim RJS in the chat room for throwing up the first fire crotch of the evening. I actually have a story on that at 11
crotch.
O'clock. And I don't know. I mean, I mean, you know, I'm redhead, so. You know, I've got the red pubic hair, so I mean, you know, that statement could go both ways, I guess.
That's true. That's true.
Yeah.
Of course, as you know, the Elimination Chamber Anthology DVD just came out not too recently, nicknamed Satan's Prison, the Elimination Chamber Anthology. And during the Chamber match from January of 05, which Chris Benoit was a part of, the audio is heavily edited. Every time the audio sounds like Jim Ross, Lawler, or Coachman is about to say anything remotely, you know, towards or about Benoit, they've cut the commentary, which also drastically cuts down on the audience sound, and it's very distracting. Why? Look. Okay? Get
it's
over
like,
it.
You know, you can't cut O.J. out of the Naked Gun movies, okay? Why are you trying to cut Chris Benoit
everybody,
out of everything?
Everybody knows the motherfucker killed his family and killed his wife. Whether you hate him because of that or whether you don't look past that to his career, we know. We fucking know, okay? For God's sakes, you put the belt on him. He was one of the biggest stars you had. Quit with the bullshit. What does it matter? Okay, let me see. If they're showing him in the match, what's the difference of taking the commentary out of mentioning his name?
Yeah,
we know who you are.
I mean, you want to impress me, edit out the first 35 minutes of a John Cena promo at the beginning of a Monday Night Raw. That will impress me.
Unbelievable. It's just, I don't understand this.
The only thing I've seen that takes less time than a John Cena promo is Jay Leno's monologue.
I mean, it's ridiculous that they keep doing this all these years later. And apparently, speaking of their pay-per-views, the last time they held a pay-per-view were Cena, Triple H, and Orton were all healthy, and none of them were either world champion or challenging for the belt, was June 25th, 2006, at Vengeance. That was the show that saw RVD taking on Edge for the world title, John Cena taking on Sabu, and DX taking on the Spirit Squad with Randy Orton versus Kurt Angle. Now, this next bit of news, you're probably going to think I'm mean, but a young boy threw his drink at Chris Jericho during a match against Evan Bourne at a live WWE event over the weekend in Louisiana. Jericho stopped the match, got on the mic, and demanded that the kid be removed from the arena. Security then escorted the boy and his father out of the building.
That's a great heel move, by the way. That's beautiful.
Yeah. First of all, it's a great heel move. Second, good. Was that mean? Absolutely not. You do not, never throw shit in the ring.
Yeah, and I hope the dad, I wonder how much he paid for those tickets.
Yeah,
I wonder if he learned the lesson.
Felt like a jackass now, didn't you? You know what? You don't ever, I don't care how much you hate somebody. I don't care, oh, he boils my blood. That burns my ass. You don't throw nothing. You can scream, you can holler, you can flip him off, you can do whatever you want to. But there should be never anything thrown, spit, tossed, chucked, anything. In the ring or at the wrestlers. Because this is what happens. Because the fake part of it stops and the real begins. And the reality is your ass is out. And I guarantee you he probably beat Bourne anyway. So, there you go, kid. Also, they have apparently...
Either that or it's just a really done, well-done plant.
That's true. Well, they do give signs out, I heard. apparently they've also...
Harley Race said so.
That wasn't me. They have placed a ban in the WWE on talent wrestling with gloves on. Dolph Ziggler revealed on his Twitter, when he was asked why he no longer wears gloves, he said, "DZ babe, I don't wear gloves anymore. They have been banned from ringside. Hopefully we can at least get a high five." However... Both Rey Mysterio and MVP were wearing gloves on last week's shows.
Oh, it's not now, like Rey Mysterio can do any wrong in that company.
Yeah, the shows could have been taped before the ban. However, you know, if they tell Rey Mysterio to take his gloves off, then he'll probably cry and whine and want a pay raise, and they'll have to throw a belt on him. So, and why they teamed up with this place, I don't know. The WWE is holding a contest with JCPenney of all places. Don't understand that at all. Where one lucky winner will win a trip to Miami, Florida to attend Survivor Series.
It'll be some husky little puke wearing a Hornswoggle shirt.
Oh,
like, you're a fucking dude.
All you have to do is be a legal resident of the U.S.
Oh, well, that's discrimination.
It damn
when are the lawsuits going to start on this?
Also, you have to be at least 18 or older. And you can enter the contest at www.wwesummerheat.com, and it runs until 11:59 p.m. on September 18th. So, I don't know why JCPenney. I mean, how many WWE fans have stepped foot in JCPenney that's got a, you know, men, way less than women? That just boggles my mind. So, I don't know. And Ray is about 5'3". Long dart.
Mysterio was born in San Diego. I mean, he was actually born in San Diego, wasn't he?
Yeah. Now, Tara asks if she can poop in the ring. No. I'm sorry. That's hollow ground.
Yeah, the only person I've ever seen poop in a ring is Ian Rotten in every match he ever did.
And you know what's funny is, I didn't even think about this until the other day. You know, we've had that discussion on here about you enjoyed the six-sided ring, and I absolutely fucking hated the six-sided ring in TNA. And I was so happy when they went to a four-sided ring. And, of course, you know, the community itself, the internet wrestling community, half was, yay, four-sided, half was like, bullshit, keep the six. Well, folks, my argument for why it's right to have a four-sided ring is because it's called inside the squared circle. Six sides does not constitute a square. Four does.
Hey, if ketchup can be a vegetable.
If Manwich can have a full serving of vegetables.
That's right.
Which I still don't believe that.
There's more vegetables in a serving of fucking Chef Boyardee ravioli than there is a whole plate of vegetables to listen to the commercials.
But that's my story, and I'm sticking to it. That's right. But anyway, over on the TNA side of news, of course, the list of former ECW stars that are confirmed to appear at TNA Hardcore Justice run through as follows. We have RVD, Sabu, Too Cold Scorpio, no Flash Funk here, folks, C.W. Anderson, Sandman.
The other enforcer.
The Sandman, Mick Foley, Team 3D, Raven, Rhino, Stevie Richards, Simon Diamond, Al Snow, Taz, with only one Z, and Jerry Lynn. Now,
I was going to say, Al Snow's kind of a no-brainer. He's a road agent for TNA.
Right.
Even though they don't go anywhere half the time.
I'm just waiting on Mick Foley's TNA book.
I've always wondered, are road agents in TNA like the Maytag repairman? Because they really don't tour that much at the moment.
I got a call.
They're a home agent.
They get called more than Dennis Stamp does. Now, here are some names that have been contacted but aren't yet confirmed. Spike Dudley. What's he doing? Just say yes. The FBI, Axel Rotten, Balls Mahoney, Shane Douglas,
too.
Johnny Swinger. Now, notice I didn't say Ian Rotten because nobody cares.
Nope.
And the only one that at this point has publicly declined is Lance Storm.
That's because he's got the integrity to stay retired.
Yeah. And a lot of people's like, well, they're saying ECW, they can't do that, they can't do that, they can't do that. Well, EV 2.0 or Extreme Version 2.0 is the new name for the ECW's version on TNA. The name was an Eric Bischoff idea. Imagine that. Eric Bischoff had a ECW group name in 2010. Apparently, Tommy Dreamer tried to get the fans to chant the new name at a TNA Impact taping on Monday night, but things didn't work out too well. The idea is that TNA doesn't want them chanting ECW in case the WWE decides to take legal action. However,
that's just silly. I mean, what are you going to do? Is the Catholic Church going to start suing people for John 3:16 signs at the ballpark? I mean, I saw something the other day where they used a scripture, and it said, from the New King James Bible, used with permission. It's the fucking Bible. Whose permission did they get exactly?
Dialogod.com. Can I use this? No. Now, in regards to WWE taking legal action, the word is the WWE probably won't do anything, even if there is a chance that they could lose a fight in court. TNA is allowed to use the name ECW in a past tense only as long as they don't promote their pay-per-view as an ECW event, which
exactly.
They're not.
We like to call that the First Amendment.
Yeah, and that's exactly the way it is. They can say ECW wrestlers, they can say ECW as much as they want to on their programming as long as they're not promoting it as something that they're coming up with later on, because Tommy Dreamer is an ECW champion or a former champion. Well, that's just the way it is. They can't stop them from saying that. They're smart. They changed them to the Extreme version 2.0, and they're all former ECW guys.
So please tell me this isn't. I mean, I like the idea. Don't get me wrong. I want to see some of the ECW guys come back and do it one more time. But please tell me this isn't going to be the start of TNA's brand extension, because God, I can't take much more of that.
No, I don't think so. I think they're using this as a quick boost in the arm and try to capture some people that maybe
get a decent pay-per-view buy rate for once.
Yeah, and some people it's like, you know what, I liked how they did that. I'll see what the rest of their product is about. So, we'll have to wait and see.
I want to see Ric Flair wrestle a guy who's barely old enough to drink. it's like, you know, Baby New Year wrestling the old year on December 31st.
Sandman won't have far to come through the crowd. But, you know.
And yes, another Dave has joined us.
Ah, welcome, another Dave. Also in TNA news, about 6 weeks ago, Jeff Jarrett announced on Twitter that he was hoping that the TNA could hold a pay-per-view on June 19, 2011, since that date is a Sunday and the anniversary of the company's first event. Now, the WWE, who claims to not know what TNA is, then went and announced on June 19, 2011, as the date of their Fatal 4-Way pay-per-view.
Well, they don't know who TNA is, but they do own a Wrestler's Almanac.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, they know who TNA is. In a desperate and deliberate shot at them, they booked Fatal 4-Way on the same day. You know what I would do? It's not like Fatal 4-Way is a successful pay-per-view anyway. Fuck it, have your pay-per-view.
Yeah.
I say fuck it, have your pay-per-view.
I mean, you already tried to hang with them on Monday nights. Why not go head-to-head with them on a pay-per-view night?
I mean, it's obvious it's a deliberate move by WWE, even though they don't know it's TNA. It was TNA. And seven wrestlers that were released by the WWE on April 22nd are now free to join TNA if there is an offer. as their respective 90-day no-compete clauses have expired. Among those let go were Mickie James.
Hire her.
Shelton Benjamin.
Hire him.
Katie Lee Burchill.
Hire her.
Jimmy Wang Yang. Slam Master J.
Who?
Kung Fu Naki.
Why?
And Mike Knox.
I like him. He puts me in the mind of a new generation Bruiser Brody.
Yeah, oh yeah. I've said that ever since he
grew his hair out.
And of course, these clauses were put in place to prohibit wrestlers from immediately competing with nationally televised promotions following the release.
The Rick Rude clause.
Which, in a sense, has ruined any shocking surprise in this business.
Well, yeah, Vince wants to corner that market, too.
Yeah, I mean,
he never wants another Rick Rude to happen to him again.
Yeah, or Lex Luger, for that matter.
Well, Rick Rude was cooler. Lex Luger's like, no, yay. He showed up at a shopping mall.
I was just buying shoes.
He's one step above a boat show.
Yeah, I was buying shoes and a new shirt, and I saw a ring, and I heard woo, so I came on over. And there's also supposedly some plans to tape a special edition of Impact the night after the Hardcore Justice pay-per-view. Essentially, the idea is that it will be a free pay-per-view event.
See, now they're trying the UFC gimmick that they do on Spike.
The working title would be the whole effing show, and all the matches will be pay-per-view quality with no storylines or skits. Just go out there and fight.
The marquee on the sign says wrestling, not fucking. throw my weakest Vern Gagne impression for everybody.
There you go.
And I got to disagree with Mike the Ref.
Oh?
Yes. Cream yourself, Tara. Cream yourself loudly. Call in and cream yourself loudly.
Absolutely. There is a phone number, 646-595-4080. We are here for at least another 23 minutes.
And then after Tara gets done creaming herself loudly on the air, Licks This can call in and loudly cream herself on the air.
Yes.
And then we'll have the listeners vote and see who does it best. We'll be fair about it. We'll let the masses vote on it.
The lights will be lighting up. We don't even have lights. I didn't pay the power bill.
And yes, Tara, she doesn't exactly own a motorcycle company. She owns an auto customization shop.
She was selling a pizza shop, but she sold it. So.
Yeah, I can't even remember the name of it.
The
auto customization shop, Black Widow Customs on Preston Highway here in Louisville, Kentucky.
Yep.
I actually used to work right down the block from it.
As did I, in a kind of way. I was on Preston Highway, not down the block.
You used to go get my lunch on their doorstep until they told me to get the fuck lost?
Beat it. Now, we've got one last story here before we get into some other things. I don't know if any of you all saw this over the weekend and early this week. There's a big hoo-la over Wrestlers Rescue, which is the organization Don Marie created to help wrestlers who had squandered all their money or were injured and cannot work no more. As you know, the wrestling business is one of the absolute roughest. There's no retirement fund. There's no, 401k. There's nothing like that.
Yeah.
And a lot of guys, especially back in the 80s and 90s, when they became big time and made all the big bucks, were just blowing it left and right. And now they're broke, and they can't go out and earn a dime. So she started this organization to help take care of them. Now, some serious claims are being made towards the former performer, Don Marie, as she's being accused of embezzling her charitable organization. This was founded in 2008, and it creates awareness and helps raise money to support the health care needs of retired wrestlers. However, former friends say that they are unaware of whom the organization has benefited and where the money that has been raised is actually gone. According to the Sun writer Mike Aldrin, Don Marie has embezzled money raised by the Wrestlers Rescue to fly herself to conventions around the United States so she can profit off of autograph signings. And when questioned, her attorney admitted that Wrestlers Rescue is not a registered charity.
Mistake number one.
Exactly. Mr. Aldrin noted the following to author and activist Irvin Munchkin, which was posted on his blog, saying, "Nobody seems to know where all the money has gone, nor has anyone seemingly benefited from the money that Don Marie has raised over the past 3 years. Her former friends have told me she uses the money to fly to conventions around the country. She has agreements with several promoters where if she flies herself in, she will get a free table to sell her merchandise. And when I started asking reasonable questions, the attorney was set on me and admits that it's not a registered charity. Now, this is not the first embezzlement accusation levied towards Dawn Marie, as 2 months ago, a host for the online radio show Hit the Ropes claimed that she was being investigated by the FBI for stealing money from Wrestler's Rescue. He said that she didn't refund those who paid to attend the organization's July 2010 fundraiser cruise after it was canceled in April. Now, the reason cited for the event's cancellation was it has come to our attention that there is a similar cruise being held within a month of our event. Due to the fear of not having enough participants, because of this, we are withdrawing our fundraiser cruise. Also, last year, a fundraiser was held to benefit Dr. Destiny Williams, and the funds raised purportedly going towards the purchase of a hands-free medical device that would help him speak more easily after having his voice box removed during throat cancer, cancer surgery. The Hit the Ropes host claimed that she failed to assist Williams before his passing last December. Also claims she promised money to former WWE ring announcer Michael Porter, but failed to live to her word.
Yeah, well that I can kind of say is like it's Wrestler's Rescue, not announcer's rescue. Okay.
What were you doing? It's worth noting that the official website of Wrestler's Rescue was suspended by its hosting provider, and it has since resurfaced. However. And she was quoted by the New York Times for an article concerning Linda McMahon's political campaign, which noted her charitable organization. She recalled attending an event a few years ago where retired wrestlers were signing autographs for fans and spotted a legend of the sport, the Iron Sheik, dozing off behind an autograph table before his agent pushed him into the bathroom in a wheelchair.
Well, yeah, he can't do a line of blow in front of all the fans.
Yeah, let the man sleep.
Cocaine's a hell of a drug.
Now,
the fact that the Iron Sheik has been able to get any sleep at all since the 80s is nothing short of a miracle.
He's still living off his gimmick Battle Royal win at WrestleMania 17.
That's right. A lot of people don't know he got $20 million for that like Mayweather did.
Yeah, the partying has not stopped, ladies and gentlemen. He threw out Sergeant Slaughter last. Of course he's going to party. Absolutely. So... However, she does have a response, a personal response.
Now, I hope her lawyer helped with this.
But she says, on behalf of myself, the Wrestlers Rescue Organization, and the many volunteers and donors, I'd like to seriously deny and condemn the false and baseless defamatory statements.
Yeah, her lawyer helped her.
Yeah. Currently circulating concerning alleged investigation and corruption in Wrestlers Rescue. Not only are the accusations false, they contain no merit, and they are disrespectful to the volunteers who invested their time, energies, and hearts into helping former professional wrestlers in need.
Now, notice she said invested time, energy, and hearts. She didn't mention anything about money.
That's true. The statements, most of which appear to have begun following comments made by Mr. Mike Aldrin, are defamatory and contain no basis of fact. These unfounded false allegations have put at risk our efforts to help the former stars who currently face major personal, medical, and financial crises. The damage these falsehoods may have done to real people, not wrestling characters, is immeasurable. I am currently weighing options for an appropriate and comprehensive response when I have decided on my best course of action, as well as exploring legal options on behalf of both myself and Wrestler's Rescue. I will address all allegations. So basically, she's denying that any wrongdoing is going on.
Strenuously, in fact.
Strenuously, yes. And I'm not going to say yes or no here on the show. I mean, she might be, she might not. If she is, it's a damn shame, as we were talking about this earlier today, or the other day, Doctor, you know, if she is, and it turns out that she is, it's a damn shame, because this is the only true organization that's come along to help wrestlers after they retire and leave the spotlight, as they have nothing else for them.
And the big problem with this is, if it's proven to be true, is it will poison a lot of people's minds against wrestling-based charities. I mean, bottom line, people, if you're going to give your money to a charity, one, make sure they are legally organized.
Yeah, they're
make sure they're registered with the Secretary of State where they're based. Make sure they've got a tax exempt status. You know, don't be a schmo.
Yeah, just because, you know, little Jimmy comes knocking on the door, please give, doesn't mean you have to.
That's what I need. I need a fleet of about 6-7 Tiny Tim-looking kids. Stick them motherfuckers over in the east end of Louisville. I bank on them sons of bitches.
I have done drugs for a lot of years, and I need to get off the drugs. Please give. But you know, like I said, if she hasn't done it, then that's great, because this is a great organization, and the mission of this organization is wonderful. And I've even advertised it on this show. I've advertised it online.
Yeah, our friend Casey Carnage has called in a couple of times speaking about Rescue.
And you know, she appears to have done quite a bit as far as helping generate money for these events. And there was something in here about, you know, the Sheik, of course, falling asleep. And who was it? Don Marie said, this man should be enjoying his life. He should be enjoying the fruits of his labor. Instead, he is there signing autographs for $20. Well, that's
enjoying the fruits of your labor right there. The fact that, you know, 20 years after the end, people are still paying you money for your signature.
Hell yeah. Hell yeah. The Iron Sheik's the man.
The only time I've ever had an autograph that involved money changing hands was when I signed a speeding ticket.
But let's just hope that it's all legit, folks. Let's just hope that she gets cleared of this, and we'll keep an eye on that as well.
And Tara's getting slashed as we speak.
Excellent. Yes. Anyway, moving on. And we're walking. The Four Corner Conversation, folks, has been missing in action for a while now as we've been trying to... The show bounced around quite a bit, and then we finally got established here on Wednesdays, and we basically had to work all the kinks out before I wanted to bring it back. But that time has come, as next week, which is the 4th, I'm guessing? Yes. August 4th?
Yep.
The Four Corner Conversation will return. Now, what we'll do is, basically, since the show is only an hour, the first 30 minutes will be... news, program, whatever we're going to talk about, and the Four Corner Conversation will begin at the bottom. So we'll be at 10:30 when we start doing that. The show will start at 10, and we'll be doing that at 10:30. And I thought I'd start off easy for next week because I have notes around here somewhere, and they have completely disappeared. But next week, gentlemen, as both Dave and Mike is in the chat room with us, next week, here's your homework. I want you to put in order from... 10-1, being one being the best, your top 10 Shawn Michaels matches.
Now, that doesn't count if we put Shawn Michaels versus his Faith, does it?
No. No, because remember, God didn't show up to be his tag team partner. He let him down.
So it was a screw job. I knew
it. You never showed up. But yes, top 10 Shawn Michaels matches.
No, God pulled away for the tag.
And we'll be doing that, of course, every 2 weeks here on the program. So we got about 11 minutes remaining. We're going to jump into some weird news. And I've actually got some good stuff this week, some damn good weird news this week. I actually had more than five, but I decided just to keep it at five.
More than five? Less than a bunch.
Absolutely. Of course, for those of you that are beautiful, because when you're beautiful, doors just open automatically. Or you could have stepped on that.
I need an adult.
You could have stepped on that mat and the door opened, but because you're beautiful, you know. But anyway, the dating website, beautifulpeople.com. Yes, folks, that is real. Beautifulpeople.com.
Well, I'd be shocked if that domain name wasn't owned by anybody right now.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, they're running out of email, or I mean, they're running out of internet domains.
I know. I'm like, really? Maybe you should take all the ones that are expired and no longer used and fucking get rid of them.
So next Tuesday when I get paid, God knows I have to get hollerin8booty.xxx locked in.
GoDaddy's got it cheap. Now, supposedly this website, beautifulpeople.com, supposedly limiting its reach only to the attractive, because that's what they want, although they claim they have over 600,000 members worldwide.
I wonder where Eric's profile is on it.
Read.
Because, you know, he's never put a picture of himself on the internet.
He's too beautiful.
The tubes would crash under the sheer weight of his presence.
Your domain is too heavy, sir.
See, that's a sideways fat joke. Those are hard to pull off.
And hard to get down an alley.
hard to barrel up park.
They announced recently that they would be sponsoring a companion egg and sperm bank for its members to sell their essences for a fee so we can create more beautiful people. However, as managing director Greg Hodge told Newsweek in June, homely customers were also welcome. Yes, you that aren't so beautiful. You, the average Joe and Jim.
You with the unibrow. You with the third nipple. You two shemales.
He said initially, initially we hesitated to widen the offering to non-beautiful people.
Widen.
But everyone, including ugly people, would like to bring good-looking kids into the world. And hey, we can't be selfish. No, how could you be selfish with a website called beautifulpeople.com and calling other people ugly? No, that's not selfish. I'm going to get me one of those pretty kids, and they're going to grow up and be smart and take care of me.
What are you talking about? They're going to grow up and do two pole dances a night on Thursdays. Because if they worked anymore, their food stamps will get cut off. Don't lie to me, you fucking jack.
And Mike the Ref, real quick, he is setting up an ECW Dream Card for his show on Sunday. So any match ideas that you have, please feel free to forward them to him. Absolutely. And I found this one. We've talked about this stuff before, but this is kind of an update, and I left this one for you, Doctor, because I knew you'd enjoy it since we've actually spoke of this before. Does this person qualify for beautifulpeople.com? I don't know. I mean,
no, she qualifies for a double-barreled shotgun blast to the back of her fat fucking melon, because not only is she an embarrassment to this country, she is an embarrassment to the entire fucking species.
Mm, indeed.
And it gets even worse. I don't know if you all heard about this, but this fat bitch in New Jersey, I know that doesn't exactly narrow it down.
Fat's an understatement, too.
this fat bitch in New Jersey, and yes, I'm going to call her a fat bitch every chance I get, because when you weigh 602 pounds, you're a fat bitch.
Holy shit.
But while the morbidly obese struggle with their health and society's scorn, now, I'm trying to figure that out. Society's scorn? The fat people are starting to outnumber us. Pretty soon, they're going to be society.
So it's just going to be fat people and Mexicans. Is that all we're going to have?
Fat Mexicans.
And that worked perfectly, because have you ever seen a Mexican with a white guy or girl? It's usually a big fat one. What are the black guys going to date if Mexicans take all the fat white women? What's going on?
But now, we actually covered this pudding of a woman on Probably Uncalled For previously.
Yeah, this is just an update.
But Donna Simpson, and this fat pig, this wheelbarrow feeder, is actually making money hand over ham-filled fist. Me and Mr. Dingles here have been struggling for 12 fucking years to get various entrepreneurial projects off the ground, some successfully, some Hindenburg. But this fat piece of shit, she's making at least $15,000 a month. How, you ask? I'm glad you asked. She offers pay-per-view video of herself feeding her fat fucking gaping maw, or doing whatever in lingerie.
Oh.
One, whoever makes lingerie to fit a 600-pound woman needs to be shot on sight. No trial, no Nancy Grace, just shot right between the fucking eyes.
And Leon's getting larger.
What kind of country we live in? John F. Kennedy gets the back of his head exploded out with a bullet. This fat pig can make $180,000 a year getting fatter on the internet. Where is Jillian Michaels and the guy who wrote Saw? They could solve this problem in a week.
you disgust me, and the first one to saw off about 1,000 pounds can get out.
Ugh.
I ain't dying for you, bitch. There's actually the last Saw. There was one like that. There was a guy and a woman trapped, and they had to cut off some fat, and they had to cut off enough weight off their body to to tip the scale in their man, you know, their favor, so they could get out.
Just cut a leg off. Fuck it. You got another one.
The guy was fat, so he's kind of cut off a belly. The girl ends up cutting off her arm. But I remember the guy looks at her and he goes, "I ain't dying for you, bitch." Like, yeah.
Oh, you know.
But he ended up getting killed because she cut off an arm because he wasn't cutting off enough meat.
Oh, yeah, you know it is.
Well, we got about 5 minutes remaining, so we're just going to go ahead and jump into the last one because I like the last one. Men who accidentally shot themselves recently. Robert Stewart, 55, a police academy instructor, shot himself during class. Lorenzo Flores, 50, practicing a quick draw at his girlfriend's house. And Michael Webb, 22, showing friends how to disarm a gunman.
See, now, first of all, the guy at Flores, the 50-year-old guy?
Yeah.
I'm willing to bet he's an illegal.
Oh, yeah. Michael Randall Jr.
Because only someone used to living in a third-world country would practice a quick draw with a loaded gun!
Michael Randall Jr., 19, outside a convenience store he was preparing to rob. And the last two, Vincent Medina and Brandon Boyce, 19 and 24, respectively, both of them had a waistband as a holster mismanagement, and both of them shot themselves in the groin. Bravo, gentlemen. Bravo. Fucking morons. And that's it. That's it, folks. Another stellar performance here on Inside the Squared Circle, but it's not over yet.
Oh no, I'm actually getting ready to jump off and.
Mm-hmm. Hour two of the Free Reign Media Wednesdays is about to begin in 3 minutes with an all new episode of Probably Uncalled For. So, Doctor, I shall allow you to go.
Indeed.
Prepare yourself, and we will be with you in just a few minutes. And I want to thank everybody that came and checked this out tonight. We had a decent number on the live audience. Hopefully those that are still with us will be hanging around for the second hour. And those that was with us earlier will come back for the second hour. So I want to thank everybody in the chat room for hanging out. It's always a pleasure. And remember, next week we'll have the Four Corner Conversation returning at the bottom of the hour. Inside the Squared Circle is a production of Free Reign Media. And for more information, go to our website, www.freereignmedia.com. With that, this is P.B. Dingles reminding you to let yourself be entertained. Don't read the spoilers, and I'll see you all right here next week for an all-new episode of Inside the Squared Circle.